Good afternoon. I'm Sarah McLaughlin with NMFS's Highly Migratory Species Management Division. I'm the staff lead for temperate tunas within the U.S. ICAT delegation. That's for Atlantic bluefin tuna and northern albacore. And you may have seen in your briefing materials the statement of Drew Lawler, the head of the U.S. delegation to ICAT. In this presentation, I'll provide a brief summary of the key U.S. achievements, the U.S. priorities addressed, and work to follow in 2020. What am I pointing at? Oops. Okay, ICAT, the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, makes management recommendations for tunas, billfish, swordfish, for sharks caught in ICAT fisheries, and regarding bycatch, primarily seabirds and sea turtles. Recommendations are binding for the United States and include quotas, minimum sizes, trade restrictions, statistical documents, vessel lists, etc. The HMS Management Division implements the ICAT recommendations through regulations under the Atlantic Tunas Convention Act. Currently, there are 53 contracting parties, and our annual meeting was held in November 2019 in Mallorca, Spain. The key thing to note for this presentation is that none of the recommendations or resolutions adopted in 2019 require any changes to U.S. regulations. Key U.S. achievements include modernization of ICAT's fisheries management. We had comprehensive amendments to the 50-year-old convention, the ICAT convention. It brings ICAT in line with modern fisheries management standards, such as the ecosystem approach. It clarifies ICAT's mandate in relation to sharks. So it expands the term tuna and tuna-like species to include oceanic, pelagic, and highly migratory sharks and rays. And this ensures that all key fleets targeting ICAT species are bound by its rules. Changes to the conservation and management plan for big eye and yellowfin tuna, tropical tunas, includes a reduction in the total allowable catch for big eye tuna from 65,000 metric tons to 62.5 and 61.5 over the next 2 years. It protects juvenile big eye and yellowfin, including an Atlantic-wide closure for use of fish aggregating devices, or FADs, for 2 months this year and 3 months starting next year. Previously, the FAD closure was limited to the Gulf of Guinea off West Africa, and it was only 2 months. It also reduces FAD deployments per vessel. And all of this is expected to reduce juvenile mortality of big eye and enable the stock to begin rebuilding. ICAT established a rebuilding program for blue marlin and white marlin, which we co-sponsored, including landings limits and a buffer for reported dead discards consistent with the scientific advice. It reduced the annual limit for blue marlin from 2,000 to 1,670 metric tons. And for white marlin, it was set at 355 metric tons. It maintains the U.S. annual recreational retention limit of 250 individual marlin. And on another recommendation initially proposed by the U.S., it protects the safety of observers in ICAT's regional observer programs, and it harmonizes the programs with other global initiatives. ICAT addressed several U.S. priorities resulting in the following. For sharks, a one-year extension of current management measures for North Atlantic shortfin mako sharks while ICAT works towards a comprehensive rebuilding program, a precautionary tack for blue sharks, and a U.S. proposal to require that sharks be landed with fins naturally attached gained 32 co-sponsors, the highest number to date, but was ultimately not adopted at this meeting. We've been trying every year. For bluefin tuna, ICAT agreed that the scientific body should provide tack advice for 2021 and 2022 this year based on an update stock assessment, given the delay in work on the management strategy evaluation for Bluefin. The hope is that the MSE will be ready by the time of the 2021 ICAP meeting, but if not, we'll have the advice for 2022 to fill any gaps. And ICAT also created a new working group on control and traceability to identify loopholes that reduce the effectiveness of the ICAP measures, and that's focused on Eastern Atlantic and Mediterranean bluefin. Other U.S. priorities that were addressed include an update of the Management Strategy Evaluation Roadmap that outlines the next steps for Atlantic swordfish, North Atlantic swordfish, albacore, bluefin, and tropical tunas management strategy evaluation. A measure encouraging boarding and inspection of vessels without nationality and non-member vessels. Expansion of the inspection pilot program to include bluefin farms and traps. Continued development of reporting systems to improve monitoring and compliance. Improvements to the compliance review process. And a new measure on loss and abandoned fishing gear. The United States advanced for shortfin mako a no retention measure that also offered an incentive to countries if they reduced their mortality of shortfin mako by 80%. That would have resulted in the needed mortality reductions. We have already achieved these reductions in the United States domestically through Amendment 11 to the HMS plan. Unfortunately, there were competing proposals, a few different parties, and we couldn't gain the required consensus for that one. So the United States will push ICAT and member parties to be forward-leaning and to prioritize implementation of measures to conserve and manage ICAT species as usual. Key intersessionals in 2020 include for panel one, which is the tropical tunas, focus on management of fish aggregating devices, allocations to the parties, electronic monitoring, observer coverage, and compliance. For panel four, which is sharks, swordfish, bycatch, will be a big focus on shortfin mako, having a rebuilding program. And there'll also be an intersessional for the working group on integrated monitoring measures, including things like electronic monitoring. And for more information, you can check out the ICAT website. You can contact me in Gloucester regarding domestic implementation. And if you have questions about sort of all things ICAT, Rachel O'Malley in Headquarters International Affairs is a good contact. And that's all I have. If you have any questions, I may need to defer them to the appropriate staff context, depending on what the topic is. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. McLaughlin. Now we'll open up the council members first. Mr. Belovitz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Sarah, for that presentation. You did a great job. This council signed on to a letter last year before the ICAP meeting. It was kind of recommending a pretty significant effort to try to rebuild bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna. And while I recognize there was some progress to that effect last year, it seems like a little weaker than we were hoping. And I'm just wondering what you see as opportunity for this coming season to build on the progress that was made last year and try to get to the full objectives of the letter that we signed on to.
Right, you're talking about big eye tuna and yellowfin tuna?
Yeah, did I say bluefin? Sorry, big eye. Sorry, my bad. Big eye and yellowfin.
Okay, well, yes, I do recall that letter, although Melanie King is the head of Panel 1 issues, and I may just have to take your question back and see if I can get you some more information. I don't know exactly what the content, like the TAC, if that's what you're talking about, was, but it was a hard negotiation and very long, and there was an intersessional three days intersessional before the actual annual meeting even started with multiple competing proposals. And so it was a hard fought outcome. And I don't think we were that happy with the nature of the steps taken either. And I know that Melanie's got her work cut out for her at the intersessionals. coming up this year.
All right, thanks. We'll follow that.
Talk to Sisson White.
Yeah, my question actually relates to that as well. And I mean, it's pretty clear that the battleground right now at ICAT is the Gulf of Guinea and the fishery there on using FADS and the impact that that has on, in particular, Big Eye, which is considered a pretty serious conservation problem in all tuna conventions throughout the world and could indirectly affect the U.S. industry quite substantially. You commented that there were some changes in the period that FADS were going to be excluded and some other changes that had been agreed to, and you characterized them as allowing the beginning of rebuilding of Big Eye. And I'm wondering whether that, but I'm sure I don't have the exact words, but it was something to that effect. I'm wondering whether that reflects the statement in the commission recommendation or whether it reflects the scientific advice. Those things are often not the same. My gut feeling is it reflects the commission and not the scientific advice, but I wonder if you could clarify.
It actually reflects the statement over the head of our commission, what I was saying, but I think that there were a few items like the TAC and the time area or the FAD closures that were phase-in types of approaches, mm-hmm. and the feeling is that these are steps that need to be taken, and even if they weren't ideal to what, you know, we would have liked to have seen, their ways of getting the ball rolling on work towards rebuilding.
Okay, so it's a step in the right direction, but I would be skeptical about it going far enough. On bluefin, you mentioned that because of delays in the management strategy evaluation, and the delays are absolutely necessary, I agree, they may be longer than people are perceiving right now would be a concern. I am concerned about going too far out on just these update assessments on bluefin, particularly for the East. And I guess this will be something that can be discussed at the meeting in Miami in March, whenever those dates are. But the West is quite stable, so the projections, or it has been stable for years, the projections probably don't make much difference. It's pretty much going to stay the same. But the East is based on some projections that show very rapid rebuilding. And if that isn't real, we could be going back into the same problem that existed on the Eastern Atlantic bluefin tunas as we had several years ago. And, of course, that affects the availability of fish on the East, and excuse me, in the West. So I do think that that's an important topic for the U.S. to sort of get its ducks in order in terms of what our position would be in the coming years with respect to these. What are getting to be very long-term, you know, five-year projections in the East.
Right, and we don't have a solid date scheduled for the spring ICAT Advisory Committee meeting, but it looks like it could be the first full week of March, and so we'll carry that comment back.
Thank you. Anybody else from the council, audience? Seeing none, thank you very much, Ms. McLaughlin. Much appreciated. That concludes our business for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow at 8 a.m. 8:30 a.m. 8:30, and hopefully we're done by 8:30. 1, we're going to have hospitality tonight, immediately following this. Room 429, all are welcome. Thank you.